A slew of anti-trans legislation in Kansas and Missouri is driving some transgender residents out of the state. As drastic restrictions have become law, people are literally packing their bags and leaving, becoming what some are calling political refugees. Reporting for KCUR, Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has the details.
Alex Abreu loves Kansas City. He says the city raised him, a transgender man, and taught him what it meant to be proud of his identity. Abreu has spent over a decade building his community. To him, Kansas City used to feel like a sanctuary, a small, progressive piece of the Bible Belt. But now, that's changed.
I truly just don't feel safe here. I don't feel like if I were to be in a situation where I could be harmed, that I would have the support of my law enforcement as well as my government.
In recent years, on both sides of the state line, extreme legislation targeting transgender people has become the latest face of the anti-LGBTQ movement. In Missouri, healthcare for trans youth and adults is under attack. A sweeping emergency order by Attorney General Andrew Bailey was blocked until later this summer, but multiple anti-trans bills are still in the works. In Kansas, trans women are barred from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, and other gender-specific areas. Trans girls are banned from participating in women's and girls' sports. For Abreu, this is the last straw. He recently packed his bags and left Kansas City to make a home in a safer place. Denver, Colorado. He says he doesn't want to spend tax money in a state that won't support him.
And I don't want to live my life in fear. I don't want to be, making arrangements to go and get my hormones out of state.
Abreu isn't the only one leaving. Lee Zuvinich, a transgender man living in Kansas City, says he's seeing countless posts online from trans people afraid of losing their health care and wanting to move away. This led him to create a GoFundMe page and co-found an organization called Transitional Justice to help secure temporary housing in sanctuary states. Zuvinich says LGBTQIA families like his have been entertaining conversations about moving for years, but now he feels he might not have a choice.
It's so much more intense because these laws are passing. Every other year they got struck down, but now families that I know all over the country are having to scramble to figure out what to do.
Some people, like Abreu, are well on their way to leaving town or have packed up and left. But there are a lot of people that don't have this option. Nyla Foster is a Kansas City activist, creative, and Black trans woman. She says the ability to move is a privilege.
For the folks who are still here, who are able to fight, or who are aware and are connected, it's really important to think about those who don't have the ability to just up and move.
Foster says for the first time ever, she's afraid. She works in Kansas and worries about how the bathroom ban will affect her. Republicans overrode Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto to pass the bill on April 27th. Foster is also concerned for other trans people of color who have been getting by day to day, sometimes just in survival mode. Now she says they're in imminent danger.
And if they can't go to the bathroom or get gender affirming care, if they can't get the medication that they need to affirm themselves, how are they able to do anything?
Back in Alex Abreu's driveway last week, he was trying to stuff his Chevy Malibu with as many of his things as possible.
And so I've never packed it yet. And the whole time I've been doing this, I'm like, whoa.
How much will fit?
Yeah, I have no idea how this is going to go down.
Abreu says he's sad about the move, but he's ready to say goodbye.
I don't feel like I'm pulling teeth and I'm driving away from something at this point that I love and that loves me back.
From hundreds of miles away in Denver, Abreu says he'll keep fighting for the rights of trans people in Kansas City, part of a group of people he loves, and a community he will miss. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.